We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Welcome to Wednesday here in Brevard County, Florida. If you're just happen to be visiting from outside of another region, we just want to welcome you to our wonderful community. Thank you for being here, and we pray that you will find the weather here to be very pleasing. At least it's not like it was up in Chicago, where I think they got 16 inches of snow over the weekend. And having a wife from that area, it's good to be in Florida. It really is good to be in Florida. So thank you for tuning into the Refresh Radio broadcast. My name is Bob Arthurs, and we want to say thank you to Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric. They've been in Brevard County for a long, long time and do wonderful work. They have been out and taken care of several needs at our place, and so we are not just speaking theoretically of their work. We are not just speaking about it because they happen to like the radio program. They do good work. We know it firsthand. So if they can help you with any of these needs that you have in your life, check them out, 632-9538, 632-9538, right here in Central Florida. So again, I want to remind you we have no vintage service today, nor do we have our family ministry tonight. This is a week for us to relax a little bit, and so we will be back to our semi-normal schedule next week. We don't have a service on Sunday night this week either, but we do encourage you to enjoy your time with your family, and if you're having estranged relationships with your family, why don't you ask God to help you to do your part to bridge that relationship? Find something to be thankful for. I preached a message this last week about the 10 lepers and being healed and one of them coming back. And as I was leading up to, you know, that passage of Scripture, I was talking about that those lepers at one point in time, they had known a normal. Their life had been normal. It was only when they came in contact with a microbacterium that their normal began to change. And they would encourage you that if you're living in a normal stage, to praise Him. If you're infected but you're not showing any symptoms yet, that they would say, allow God to purge you of that, because you don't want the full manifestation of what's going on. And so praise Him where you are at. If you've got full-blown ramifications of an issue going on in your life, cry out to Him and begin to praise Him, because He is able to do what no one else can do. And if He's cleansed you, if He's purged you of that, allow Him to be enthroned on your praises. Come, and actually, one of the things that I saw as I was teaching out of Luke 17 was they cried out to Him when they found out that Jesus was going by. That says they cried out. But when the Samaritan leper that was healed came back after he had been cleansed, it says that he cried out with a loud voice and he was praising God. And I think, in fact, I was thinking of this because I replay my messages over in my head, many times, that, I think that our shout of praise ought to drown out the volume of our prayer request. I really do think that we should be more grateful when God answers prayer but most people are driven by the need more than they are by the drive to praise. So anyway, that was a little bit about what we talked about this last week. We also want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving. There will be broadcasts on Thursday and Friday, of this week. Those are going to be some pre-recorded messages, and so we want you to enjoy your family as much as possible. Have a great weekend, and may the blessing of the Lord be upon you. Find something to be thankful for and give him the glory. So let's look at 2 Peter chapter 2, verse number 19. It says, "While they promise them liberty, they themselves are slaves of corruption. For by whom a person is overcome, by him also he is brought into bondage. For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them and overcome, the latter end is worse for them than the beginning. For it would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than having known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered to them. But it has happened to them according to the true proverb, a dog returns to his own vomit, and a sow having washed to her wallowing in the mire." So here it talks about that people would promise one thing, but they would deliver another. They would promise others liberty while they themselves were enslaved because they'd been overcome. It says, if you have been overcome by anyone or by anything, you are actually a slave to that thing. And Jesus does not want you being enslaved to anything. He doesn't want you being enslaved to an addiction. He doesn't want you being enslaved to the government. I've talked to you before about when the Egyptians began to look to the government for the source of their existence, that it actually says that Joseph reduced the people of Egypt to slaves. It's a way of tyranny. It's a way of bondage. You and I don't want that. We want to be walking about in freedom. Thank God that America is the home of the free and the land of the brave. And so you and I, we need to make sure that we enjoy the freedom. This is not a freedom to just go about willy-nilly and doing whatever you, I don't know where willy-nilly phrase came from, but where you're just free to do whatever you choose. This is a freedom. The freedom that Jesus brings is the freedom from sin so that you can live the life that God always created you to live, one where you are in an abiding relationship with him, where you remain in him and his words remain in you, and you are communing with him and fellowshipping with him. I shared this on church on Sunday, and it was that Friday was supposed to have been my day off. There was a doctor's appointment in there, and outside of that, it was a pretty busy day, and I was so tired that when I walked in the house, my daughter was home from college. She had a friend from college that she was taken to the airport the next morning. And so she had come in, and so I'd got to meet this other girl for the first time. And I told her while we were at the youth event, I said, you know, please don't be offended, but tonight when I get home, I'm probably going to sit down, decompress for about a half an hour. And then I'm probably going to bed because I'm tired and I've got a men's breakfast the next morning to get up and go to. And so she understood. So I went to bed and I laid my head down on the pillow, and I was so tired and I was just wanting to go to sleep. And all of a sudden, God started speaking to me. And I was just in spiritual download mode. I was in a position where I was just free to receive whatever God had for me. And I said, God, what's up with this? You know, I've run all day, and now I'm here and I'm exhausted. And all of a sudden, all of this spiritual information is coming to me. I said, what's up with that? And he said, well, you finally slowed down enough to where you could hear my voice. And so I want to tell you today that God wants you and I to hear his voice. He wants to communicate with us. He's not looking to create bondage in your life. He's wanting you to know liberty like you've never known it before. So please, I took that word and I shared it with our men on Saturday. I shared it with the church on Sunday. You see, because I'm not perfect. I'm really not. I've got flaws. And the older I get, the more flaws I become aware of. I think that might be one of the reasons why when they brought the woman to Jesus so that he, you know, because she'd been caught in the act of adultery, and Jesus said to them, "Let him who is without sin cast the first stone." And it says they began to leave from the oldest to the youngest. In other words, the older ones were the first ones to leave. And I think that the older we become, the more we become aware of our own frailty. So if you're looking for perfect people in order to become one, you're going to be looking for a long time. There's only one perfect person, that's Jesus. But I implore you this holiday season, instead of getting caught up in the robust number of activities, could you find some time to spend with Jesus? After all, holiday really is a combined word that took holy day and made it into one word. Holy and day and made it into one word is called holiday. And so I encourage you, experience the freedom that God has for you. It says, "For after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ." That is the way of escape. It's not through somebody promising you some newfound way. It's not through someone promising you something that there's no way that they can deliver. It is this, that you have personal knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I want to focus on that it's that knowledge that brings escape. When it says, you know, will not be able to be tempted beyond that which you are able to bear, but God will make a way of way of escape. It is that way of escape that is made through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's not just knowing about him. It is knowing him. That's why when I met those people the other night, I really wish I'd thought to get their names so that I could thank them on the air for listening. But it's so nice. And in fact, one of them said, you know, there are more people that listen to you than what you are aware of. And it really is, as I'm sitting in here, you know, we're now into our third year of broadcasting, and the walls of the studio still look the same, and there's the same number of people in here that there have been. But there are people that are listening, and that's what we want to do. We want to bring this message to you because God wants you free. He does not want you entangled in any sin. He doesn't want you caught in any snare or any trap. He wants you free, and that only happens when you know him. Not just know about him, you know him. And it says when through the knowledge of the Lord, and then it mentions Savior. There are a lot of times that people want his salvation. They don't want to go to hell. They don't want any of that that kind of eternal separation. They want salvation. But it is a package deal. It is a package deal where you not only agree for him to be your Savior, but you also agree for him to be your Lord. And so there's this interesting paradigm here, or this interesting paradox where freedom comes from having a relationship with a sovereign, with a Lord, who is not a dictator. He's just God. He's your Heavenly Father. But he wants to be able to bring blessing into your life by bringing his will, his word, his way into your daily life. He wants to be your Lord, not just your Savior. So there's I forget exactly where I heard this. I think it might have been my brother that was sharing this. He'd gone to a restaurant one time, and he was whoever it was, whether it was my brother or somebody else, they were going to a restaurant, and they were asking for something that wasn't on the menu. Now, there were various things on the menu, and for the sake of this, I'm gonna make up the meal. Okay, say they went and they said, okay, I would like to order your fried egg sandwich. And they said, well, we don't have just a fried egg sandwich. And he looked at the menu and it says, well, here you have a fried egg sandwich with cheese on it. And they said, yes, we have that. Well, he said, I just want a fried egg sandwich. They said, we don't have that available on the menu. And he said, well, can I order the fried egg sandwich and you just hold the cheese? Oh, well, that we can do. But they charged him for everything that was on there. You see, on the menu, it was not either one or the other. It was both and. And there are so many people that they don't want God telling them what to do. And I want you to know that God telling me what to do has been the best thing that has ever happened to me. It's not the worst thing. It's not restrictive. It is a blessing. So if you really want God's blessing and favor in your life, if you wanted that favor in your relationships, then I encourage you, let God lead. Let God lead. And the other day, my daughter was going with me. We were convoying. We were dropping our car off someplace, and she was following me. And she got stuck in a traffic flow. And so she knew where we were going, but I was the leader. I was the one that was out ahead in the pack. And somehow, she timed the lights better than I did, and she ended up getting to the destination. I saw her pass me, and then she pulled right in front of me. And so at that point in time, the leader had become the follower. And it's fine when you're both headed to the same direction, but I want to ask you today to do a little bit of self-evaluation and say, am I trying to lead God, or is God leading me? Because he really wants to be your Lord. He will lead you and guide you in the paths of righteousness for his namesake. It says, they are again entangled in them and overcome. I want you to know that if you're a Christian today, the enemy has not just thrown up his hands and said, oh, well, I lost that one, no big deal. He's still very intent on trying to ensnare you and drag you down, or at least restrict you and prevent you from making kingdom impact the way that you would like to do. So I want to encourage you, do not let your guard down. Guard your heart, for out of it flow the issues of life. Guard your mind. Guard your daily devotion. Guard your prayer time. Make sure that you are keeping your relationship with God vibrant, because you do not want to become entangled again. The enemy wants to entangle you. And it says here that this problem with that is the latter end is worse for them than the beginning. And God's not looking for worse for you. He's looking for better for you. So there are some people who have distorted this thought here and said, well, it would be better for us then not to preach the good news of Jesus Christ, because if they come and they accept him as Lord and Savior and then they fall away, then it's worse than it was at the beginning. Listen, it's still bad. It's still bad. And eternity apart from Jesus is still bad. And so I encourage you to share the good news of Jesus Christ. Be thankful for him. When you come together, almost everybody is going to have unsaved family at their Thanksgiving dinner. Be thankful. Be genuinely thankful, and allow God to use you when he opens the door to communicate the good news of Jesus Christ, so that people can hear the truth instead of the propaganda that this world tries to offer about Jesus. Share the truth and allow the Holy Spirit. Trust the Holy Spirit to do his job. He's really, really good at it. So it says it's worse for them than it was for the beginning. For it would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than having known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered to them. So all of the, you know, past several broadcasts, you might have thought that we were done with the deliverance aspect. And this was our last, or one of our last topics on the Lord's Prayer, deliver us from evil. And it means to come in like a rushing water and sweep it away from our lives. When I was teaching this last weekend or preaching, the word that was used for cleansed, where they were cleansed of their leprosy, it meant that they were purged. It had been removed from their life. It wasn't just gone into remission. It wasn't in a dormant state. It had been thoroughly and completely and totally removed from the aspect of their life. And that's what God wants to do for us. He wants to remove that. And the way that he removes things from our life is by a powerful sweep, a deliverance, a complete and total overpowering of that issue. And he says here that I have delivered the holy commandment delivered to them. So when you go to church this Sunday, I want to ask you this. How are you going to receive? Are you going to receive with your arms wide open and saying, God, give me your commandment. I'm ready to receive it, not to reject it. I pray that it comes in with a powerful delivery. And I'm going to recognize that your commandment is holy, that it is something that is set apart to you. It's a commandment. It's not a suggestion. It's not a have to. It's a get to. I get to live according to the Word of God. So that's what I encourage you to do. Don't reject the Word of God, but instead embrace it. It said that these people, that they had turned. Okay, repentance literally means to turn and go the opposite direction. These people had received the commandment, the holy commandment of God, and they repented of it and returned back to their old way of life. I encourage you, do not do that. I'll remind you again what Peter said. Where can we go? You alone have the words of eternal life. And I'm thankful that God's word is settled forever in heaven. You know, I read a lot of news. I like to find interesting things. For instance, I've got an article in my pile of stuff on my desk about an excavation that they did in Israel, and when they did, they found a seed from a particular type of tree that had gone extinct. It had been extinct for over 1,000 years, and they found this seed buried under just huge volumes of dirt and debris. And so as they were excavating it, they found this seed of an extinct tree, and they realized what it was. And somehow they were able to germinate that seed, and they brought something that was dead back to life. And that's what I see about the Word of God. No matter how long it has been there, God says in his Word that his Word will not miss its mark. It will not return to him void. He will send it forth. It will make its impact, and it will return bringing him glory and honor and praise. And there may be some people that have some loved ones right now that are not living according to that word, but I want to encourage you, believe in the power of God's word. And know this, that if that word has been planted in their heart, if it's been planted in their life, it is going to eventually take root. It is going to sprout. It is that seed is going to begin to grow in their spiritual life, and it is going to make a difference. I want to encourage you, because right now there are some people, it goes on and it says in verse 22, but it has happened to them according to the true proverb, a dog returns to his own vomit, and a sow having washed her wallowing in the mire. That there are some people who are listening right now, and you've got some family members, and they've gone out and they've returned back. They're no longer in fellowship the way that they once were. But I want you to believe for the power of the word that there are people who are trapped in sin, but God's going to set them free. He's still got a word for them. He's not changed his mind. He's not given up hope. So I want to encourage you today to believe for their salvation. Whatever you do, don't go back to what you had before. It is not worth it. I have personal testimonies in my own family situation of people who were in the depths of sin. God delivered, lived in victory, and then they went back to the muck and the mire that they had lived in before. And that was not a beautiful ending. It was a disastrous ending. I encourage you, don't do that. So let's find something to be thankful for here. On Thanksgiving, why don't we thank him for the word of God and the deliverance that it brings to us? Father, we just want to thank you right now. I thank you for every listener. God, I want to thank you for every word that you have sent forth, because you didn't miss. Your aim is perfect. And I pray, God, that right now during this holiday season, that we would become a thankful people. Lord, that we would not just cry out to you aloud when we have a need, but we would cry even louder in praise to you. We would be more driven to praise you because you have answered the prayer. During this Thanksgiving, Lord, may there be loved ones that are saved, loved ones that are healed, loved ones that are set free from substance abuse and lifestyles of devastation. God, bring victory, and we will give you the praise. Have a happy Thanksgiving. I'll talk to you again Monday here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510, 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.